The Crow Creek Sioux Tribe has two legal agreements with the state of South Dakota. One is a memorandum of understanding with the South Dakota Highway Patrol. The second involves a 90-10% split with the state for administering the tribe's taxes. Crow Creek Sioux Tribal Chairman Brandon Sazu says those agreements are now null and void as a result of South Dakota Highway Patrol troopers supporting North Dakota law enforcement at the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
In my mind, they are standing against our people by condoning what Morton County is doing. Macing our people, beating them with batons, and using their military tactics.
Sazu adds that South Dakota is also supporting Morton County overreach, charging young Lakota men and women with felony crimes, people who formerly had clean records. And since the Crow Creek Sioux Tribe is paying 10% of its taxes to the state of South Dakota, Sazu says,
they're condoning what Morton County is doing now, and when we can't be a part of that.
Chairman Sazu wishes South Dakota would be as good a neighbor to the Lakota people as it wants to be to North Dakota. South Dakota's Department of Public Safety announced today that its Highway Patrol personnel have ended their two-week deployment to the Dakota Access Pipeline site. But a standing agreement with North Dakota for law enforcement support, when required, means they could be sent back if requested. Jim Kent, FSRN, Hot Springs, South Dakota.